This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program. Good morning. Happy New Year is appropriate because a week from now, we'll be looking back at, this week will be filled, frankly, with a lot of stuff. So I resist doing those things, regardless of what they were. Every once in a while, I'll fall into a trap, however, and I was thinking about what Tom Kreitler, who is from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, had to say about what to do when we got talking about energy and what's going on in the atmosphere and how we prevent the carbon infusion into the planet. And so I'm going to make a prediction for next year, ladies. Jay Kirshner is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program for this last Monday of 2021. Thank God. Kiss it goodbye. See you later, alligator. We were saying the same thing last year, though, remember?
Oh, last year. Everyone was like, 2021 is going to be the greatest year ever.
Oh, so great. Yeah.
This was like almost worse. Mm-hmm. We did have the vaccines this year, so at least, we were able to go out
and things opened up again. Yeah, right. Opened up again. Anyway, so we were talking about carbon dioxide, whether you know, I hope you're remembering from when you had chemistry class in high school, maybe make sure your children are, I'm hoping schools are teaching this because they all are gaga about climate change. So understanding how the climate works, and I said to Tom, it's like I was putting on my professorial hat, but this is common knowledge. Or if it isn't, it ought to be how it works. How do you live? How do you breathe? How does your body exist? So whether you realize it or not, the photosynthetic process that allows us all to live is based on trees absorbing carbon. That's what happens. The average 10-year-old tree, a maple tree, let's say, absorbs 48 pounds of carbon every single year. So 1 acre of forest will get rid of 2.5 tons of carbon per year. That is literally absorbed into the leaves. This is how amazing, whether you believe in God or not, or whatever, some superior being, how this stuff just can't happen by accident. The fact that you have to have oxygen, and in your system, you expel the carbon dioxide. Cars do that. It's all the same in the atmosphere. And the trees that are around absorb that carbon, and then with the foliage, it releases oxygen back into the air. So this time of year in the northern hemisphere, we don't have a lot of trees, obviously, so we're depending on what's going on in the southern hemisphere to maintain the equanimity of clear air. We have contributed greatly to disconnects, if you will, this past year with all the fires that there were in the Northwest. You know how much oxygen that ate up?
Did you see over the weekend all the images that NASA released? Because they were documenting all the climate change, like the effects that the fires have had and the floods and then their droughts in other areas. It's really, I think it's wonderful that astronauts and that NASA in general are really shifting the program to, there's a duality to it now. It's not just space exploration.
Yeah.
It's also monitoring what's happening here. They can see what all the hurricanes and tornadoes and everything that we had, all these major storms this year, they can actually see that residual damage from space, and the images are, as technology keeps getting better and better, and then they you probably know more about this. They launched that new telescope. It's supposed to
the
be
web
like the new
telescope.
Yeah, the web. Yeah. It's the new Hubble telescope.
Yep.
Something? Are they calling it something
it's the
like
new
that?
New Hubble. Yep. But that's not necessarily out there to take a look at what's going on the planet. It is.
No, that's going to be looking upward, right?
That's looking out. But if you go to the International Space Station, That's where a lot of these pictures are coming from, and they have over the last, 20 years or so. And now we come to learn, speaking of NASA, they announced over the weekend two things. One of them was how successful the launch has been of the Webb Space Telescope and what it's going to do. They spent $10 billion to get this thing up and running. But I think that it's worth that kind of money. I'd rather spend money like that than to waste money on the, you know, the fraud, the abuse, all the stuff we're talking about with regard to what the budget has in it and how much we could save if we really ran things efficiently. Anyway, so to go back to the space station for a second, there are, I think, most of the time there have been, five, six astronauts from all over the world. There's always been an American or two. There's usually a European. There's usually an Asian up there. This has been one of the greatest achievements, I think. The fact that they could fly that stuff up to 294 miles above the surface of the Earth in pieces. Most of it was brought up in our space shuttle when we had that shuttle program. And then they literally put the astronauts outside. Remember seeing some of those pictures of the astronauts outside the space station, basically with, you know, drills and...
Yeah, doing space
and screwdrivers and stuff. Put it together.
Can you imagine? That would be terrifying. I'm sure not for them, but...
No. I don't know. Is it any different than flying jumping out of a plane at 40,000 feet? Is it any different than that?
You know, but just the thought, if like what you're tethered to were to break or something happens and then you're floating off in space.
What's that movie that George Clooney is in?
Yes, that's what I always think of. There goes Clooney. Right. Floating around Clooney in space forever.
And Sandra Bullock was in that movie. Yeah. Anyway, so the International Space Station is going to burn up in the next couple of years. It will lose its energy, and it will begin to come back into the atmosphere, and it'll burn up. They're going to let it burn up. So what I'm trying to figure out is what we're going to do now that that thing is going to burn up. I don't know why they're letting it burn up. Why can't they just keep it running is the question.
Yeah, that seems...
Anyway.
Are they building a new one to replace
it? That's the question. There seems to be some differing thoughts here because the commercial companies are getting into this in as big a way as they are.
Origin has their... Have you seen the Blue Origin... That's the Jeff Bezos one, and he's got this whole plan for like a hotel up in space, and
they
have
all
the renderings done.
Oh, sure,
So they kind of all want to stake their claim.
I want to do that. I'd go up and do that. Spend a weekend in space. Wouldn't
you? Hotel?
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
It's odd because it kind of looked like you're just floating around in a casino. Like, it just didn't... I don't know.
Well, that's probably what it is. Nobody's really looking
out
like
a cruise
at
ship
the beauty
in space.
Of the Earth. But can you imagine when you listen to what Shatner had to say about his, short 90-minute flight, and think about that times 4 days or something. But supposedly in 2024, they're going to have living quarters built in space. And the Russians are planning to do a space station in a low Earth orbit. The Chinese are planning on doing the same thing. We're going to have... And then there's the whole issue about whether space should be weaponized or not. What did Trump call it? Space...
We have the Space Force now.
Space Force.
Yeah, it's kind of gets... I'm not really sure where it's another branch of the military. Yeah. They work in conjunction with the new cybersecurity agency that's been started under President Biden. So I think they work in conjunction. But yeah, I mean it is essentially it's kind of like almost 80s like again where it's like the space wars. It has historically there are some parallels there for sure.
The Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, the Russian Federation, the Italian Space Agency, all kind of working together on this. The Russians actually, for as uncooperative as they are with everything else, have worked well. Remember, after we stupidly stopped the shuttle program, which we didn't have to stop, we just decided we weren't going to listen to how stupid this is. We were spending, I think it was like... it was about $50 million to send the shuttle up and to get the astronauts to the space station. So we stopped the program and immediately started paying the Russians $83 million for every guy that we set up in space using their space launch facility out in the middle of Siberia. So that was a real brilliant move on the part of whoever it was that made. If anybody that I've talked to about what was going on with the space shuttle said that they could have continued to fly for as long as they wanted to maintain them, for the most part. And they didn't because somebody had this bright idea, well, we should save money and ground them all. Yeah, right. And then we paid more money to have the Russians bring... This is the kind of stuff I talk about all the time. Right, the stupid stuff that goes on by people who don't really know what they're doing. And that, I think, describes about three-quarters of the people that work in bureaucracy in the federal government, state governments, local governments. They just don't know what they're doing. They're there as political appointments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have some things going on here. As we're through with Christmas, does that mean we're through with gift-giving? How about you think about yourself now? All the people that you've helped, you've given great gifts to, coming to the beginning of the new year, and you've been complaining about your aching back and how you can't get a good night's rest, and what do I do for myself? What you do for yourself is you go to MyPillow.com, and you get new pillow products for you. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see all the products there that will give you a great night's sleep. Mattresses, mattress toppers, sheets themselves that are so comfortable, wonderful. Those Giza sheets, you have all kinds of things. When you go through that product catalog, you probably think, wow, I could use that, I could use this, I could use this other. Yeah, yeah. So go to MyPillow.com and look at the products that are there. Find things that you want for yourself. The weighted blankets. You want to stay cuddly and warm at night during the cold winter months. Yep. Everything comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. No matter what you buy, you get, in cases of like the sheets, you buy one, you get one free. You get a 30 to 65% discount on everything that's in the catalog when you use the My Pillow. When you go to the Radio Listener Specials page and you put in DJV as a code, that's right, use the promo code DJV, save all that money, and do something great for yourself in the new year. Take care of yourself. Make that a New Year's resolution. Take care of yourself. Get the good products at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Monday DJV program. How do you do? Merry Christmas. Hopefully you'll have a great week and you'll have time to yourself, time with your family, time to get lost in the crowds at the airport, time to get lost in a snowstorm someplace, all that good stuff. So there was last week a big hullabaloo about the Wheel of Fortune contestant that really kind of did win a car, but she ended up not winning the car. But did she win the car? We're going to find out after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
All right, so the Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, the two most popular game shows on television, and there are a lot of good ones. Family Feud's a good show. I watch that frequently because I kind of like Steve Harvey. There are a lot of these shows, and a lot of people get really invested in them because they need to get a life, I guess. I don't know. How can you watch the same show every night? Some people do. And actually, if you look at the ratings for both Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, they have gone up. If anything, I mean, these shows
but
have been on the air for
35. But it's fun playing along with the game shows.
Yeah, right. And the stability of having Sajak, and up until last year, having Trebek on Jeopardy and Sajak on Wheel of Fortune, that brings people in, too, because it's something that there's a comfort to it. As much as they have fun with the game. Now, you thought with Alex going away, the ratings were going to go down? No. The ratings have gone up. So, meanwhile, a lot of attention AJ, to this fiasco with the Audi. Do you want to give us the background on
what happened? You missed it, there was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune recently who guessed what the phrase was, but messed up one of the words, took a beat, and then corrected. This was within the time allotted, except there was too much of a pause between the incorrect answer and the correct answer. So Pat Sajak was like, nope, technicality. We can't give you the Audi. People who are watching took to social media and rioted. They got Audi involved. There was actually a well-known contestant from Jeopardy who got in on this, Alex Jacob, even tweeting like, come on, Wheel of Fortune. The woman literally got the word right. And the word that she was missing was the word. Well, Audi gets in on this and they tweet and they're like, hey, let's make you a winner. We'll get you the car. We'll get you a brand new car, all this stuff. Smart. And they followed up on their promise and they gifted her a new car.
Smart. Good for Audi.
Smart.
Yeah.
I know, as soon as this happened, Jay and I were like, this is the opportunity. Audi needs to step up and
get the free seize this moment. The publicity.
Yeah. Yep. It's cheap publicity. So does Sajak look bad? Do people taking shots at him?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not he didn't make the rules, but I don't think he looked great. A lot of people were kind of dragging him for it. But I don't know. As
but
the host,
one of the things you'll notice
rules?
That the,
I don't know.
But you'll notice that the host Harvey does this all the time. He's looking off camera, off stage at somebody, and it's obviously the producer who will tell him what to do or what not to do. I'm wondering if that isn't what Sajak, before everybody clobbers him. I think maybe there ought to be a little more information about whether he made that decision, because you notice his eyes, they look over at the producer, and do I do this or do I not do this? So I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to get a little bit more of the story to tell the rest of the story. 28 past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A conflation of events. That's how Dr. Fauci on ABC News describes the latest COVID-19 test kit shortages in America.
The situation where you have such a high demand, a conflation of events, Omicron stirring people to get appropriately concerned and wanting to get tested, as well as the fact of the run on tests during the holiday season. We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow.
Thousands of customers were without power Monday as a storm slammed the Pacific Northwest, forcing some highways in Northern California and Nevada to close. With travel warnings issued in the Sierra Nevada mountains, more than 6,000 flights worldwide have been canceled over the three-day Christmas weekend as airlines continue to contend with Omicron policies that are in place, creating staff shortages. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
People around the world are reacting to the death Sunday of Nobel Peace Prize winner and former Archbishop of Cape Town, South Africa, Desmond Tutu.
Despite all appearances to the contrary, it is a moral universe that in the end, good prevails. Segregation was a key aspect of our lives. You knew, I mean, that there were some who were in and the others were out. You had these separate exits, but then you went onto the same street and you breathed the same air. And it was crazy, but a lot of it was humiliating.
Archbishop Tutu was a towering global figure for peace and an inspiration to generations across the world. During the darkest days of apartheid, he was the hope for social justice, freedom, and nonviolent resistance.
By the fact that you have abused me, you have hurt me, or whatever it is that you have done, you have wronged me, by that you have given me a certain right, as it were, over you, that I could refuse to forgive you. I could say I have the right to retribution. When I forgive, I say I jettison that right.
Desmond Tutu was 90 years old. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Change after the hour here on the DJV program. D stands for me, Doug Steffen. J for Jennifer and Jay. Jennifer's off this week. Jay Kirshner is here. V for Victoria. And so here we are celebrating post-Christmas. Did you open up all your Advent calendar days so that you get to Christmas
all the
Eve. Yeah, all the chocolates. Well, that one of the things on the podcast that we have currently to download at djvshow.com is a focus on those Advent calendars. Those always were kind of cool. And I tell the story on this DJV podcast about me going to Nazareth and Bethlehem, sharing those stories. After all, good conversation is about stories, experiences that you've had when you had your Christmas meal. Didn't you share lots of stories? Hopefully you talked about your family and your friends and good things going on at work and not so much about politics. I think the gifts that you got, who'd you get what from? You liked it? Nah, I didn't like it. That kind of stuff. We talk a lot about the movies that we're on. And I think you said, lady, didn't you, that there are still some of those Hallmark movies will play until the first of the year?
Mm-hmm. And then they shift into, like, oh, yeah, Hallmark is smart because they know if they don't need to just do Christmas. They have expanded it into, you know, New Year, New Love. And then there's Valentine's Day. Ooh. And then spring weddings come up. And then summertime
romance. And then summer
loving. Yeah, and then the fall harvest. And then, yeah, they've got, like, they have everything covered.
So do they do anything like the real world stuff, like viruses and infections and people?
No, because it's Hallmark and you want to escape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
that's what it is.
There's only four. There are only like four scripts, and they just keep recasting the same story. Yeah. Like there's always a prince who's undercover, and like or a girl who goes to work for a prince ends up becoming the princess. You know, the girl who
works
in
an assistant that helps out the boss or the boss's family member through the holidays with something and then falls in love. But I've also noticed there are a lot of rom-coms, like romantic comedies, actual movies that you would see in theater from a decade ago, and they kind of take those plots sometimes and make them Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you can do most anything.
Well, they don't make rom-coms anymore. Right? No. Rom-coms, Doug, you go to the movies more than anybody, and there are no rom-coms anymore. The only one that we're looking that I mean I'm looking forward to is the new J-Lo movie that's coming out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
that's
going to
be a rom-com.
Yeah.
But and I love her in that role. I think she's great. But you know, they don't make those movies anymore. We were watching You've Got Mail last night, and there's no Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan anymore.
No. There's the the Owen Wilson pairing with J-Lo is an interesting one because he's so damn annoying. I'm wondering how he's just annoying. There have been a few good dramatic roles he was in. He was in that movie with Gene Hackman as a pilot of a plane that got lost over the other side of enemy lines. I forgot what the movie was called. It was a good movie about him. Hey, man. Anyway, okay.
But
so
he's
get
very cute though. In he's perfect for a rom com, and so he's probably going to be really good with J-Lo.
No, I think it'll be a good movie. I'd like to see it. I'll go see it. And you will, too, I'm sure.
Yeah,
so anyway, catch the podcast, DJV Show, podcast at djvshow.com or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I see the Queen delivered her Christmas speech. We were talking about this last week, Jay, and her focus on her husband who passed during the year. That was kind of sad. It was the whole kind of thing.
It was. You could see them in photos how much they truly loved, admired, adored, respected each other. Mm-hmm. And in her Christmas Day message, she definitely honored him. There is a photo next to her. She talked about him a lot during the speech. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Well, sweet's good this time of year or every time of year. Here's something else that was kind of sweet. You see that the Rock and his two daughters surprised his mother with a new car. Did you see that? It was kind of a cute. There's a good video, and he's one of those people that makes people in America feel good. Even though he plays the shoot 'em up, bang bang guy in the movies, there's something about him. Whether it's just, I think he can't mask that stuff. He doesn't play a role for the public. I just think he's that kind of a guy. He seems to be, and I don't know. I've not heard of anybody who, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, who doesn't like the guy. People that have worked with him.
Vin Diesel, right?
Well, but that
I
apparently
think
that they fixed
that
up
overblown.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was. But they fixed it up, you know, because they need him. Maybe because Vin Diesel knows they need him in the wrap up of the Furious. They're going to do F10 and call it a day after each one of them. How many? Let's see. Vin Diesel has made $250 million in those movies. Why the heck don't they just keep it going? You know, they can come up with stupid, crazy car crash stories until the cows come home.
I have a feeling they'll probably end it, you know, and then, like everything else, in 3 years, exactly. You'll hear about a reboot.
Yeah.
And it'll be
yeah.
with a new young cast, and then they'll have him make a cameo. And, you know, they just transition sort of to the next chapter. That seems to be the model of how everything goes now with franchises.
And then those of us who like the original franchise, they don't like it when you bring somebody else in. That certainly has been the case. I take a deep breath now because this lady, my mother's name was Wanda. And so when somebody, and I happen to have known, follow some of the early Motown singers, Wanda Young was one of the Marvelettes, and she has passed away at the age of 78. She had COVID. She was a smoker. So if you don't remember what they sounded like, crank it up, Phil. It was the first song that Motown ever released. How about that? 1961. And these kids were, what, 18?
Yeah, this is a most song. The Beatles covered this.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. Right. All right, you got any of the others? Don't Mess with Bill. That's another great song. Yeah. Thank you. Smokey gave them lots of ideas for songs. He was one of the most he is the most prolific Motown writer, Smokey Robinson. And I think somehow or other, I don't know if they're related, they seem to be in the back of my mind, or he had an affair with one of them, I don't know. But at any rate, Wanda Young passing away at the age of 78, one of the original singers with the Marvelettes. I get goosebumps when I listen to this song, but I also think about, wowee, as things continue to unfold and we work our way into a new year, I see that Coldplay is going to release a new album. So, the final album? Why are they talking about the end of the road for Coldplay?
25 years. I guess they feel like that's it. They don't want to write new material. I don't know. I thought it was an odd announcement to say, we're not going to make any more albums, but we're still going to keep touring. I mean, look, this is the model that the Rolling Stones have had. I mean, the Rolling Stones went for, Phil, you can jump in here, years and years without a new album until, what, 2018? They put out a blues cover album. So, I mean, it's perfectly possible and well-documented that you can make $100 million a year just touring and never put out a new album. Dave Matthews Band is another one. I don't remember
up.
The last album.
They're not breaking up.
Yeah.
There.
No, they're not breaking up. They just said they're going to just keep touring after that. I would imagine, though, I mean, these guys aren't old. I mean, they're like, what, mid-40s? I would imagine that once they're out on the road, some sort of creative spark might hit them, you know, and that they might come up with something new, that they would go back on this promise and maybe go back and do another album. I don't know. I'm just not that into, like, I loved Coldplay. I've seen them probably 15 times live. I'm not that into the new stuff that they're doing, so I'm kind of okay if they stop right now. They could take a break.
They had two or three really good. The thing that they stole
they
from Satriani,
albums.
That's a great song, actually. Kim Potter, for those of you who want a reality check, remember her, the police officer that reached for her gun instead of her taser, was found guilty. I'm kind of surprised at this.
Well,
I felt badly for her.
I think a lot of people did, but
it was an accident, but manslaughter nonetheless.
So why is she going to jail for 20 years? I mean, I'm the first guy in line who wants to send the police.
Well, if you accidentally shoot someone, you still shot them. You know, you still killed them.
And
yeah, but
it's
why
her job. She shouldn't, like, this is a mistake that shouldn't have been made. She shouldn't have accidentally pulled, I do believe it was an accident, but she shouldn't, it's an accident that shouldn't have happened. She shouldn't have accidentally pulled her gun instead of her taser. They're on two different sides. They feel different. Mm-hmm. She panicked, and that's one of the hard things with police officers. They are human, too, and their accidents do happen, but you can't have that, especially because she was a training officer, and her trainee was there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, look at, you know, just last week we were talking about, you know, that truck driver whose brakes went out in Colorado and he killed four people. He didn't intentionally kill them. His brakes went out. But he was given 110 years in prison.
Yeah, that's our
I don't know. The judge actually said he didn't want to do it, but the law was written in a way that he couldn't. That was the minimum sentence, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, let's look at the practical side of all of this stuff.
Well, the judge actually said, in sort of a rare comment, judges typically don't make comments about, you know, laws that need to be passed or changed, but he said, you know, I have no control over this. He said the law needs to be changed. So he said, I call on legislators to get together and, you know, reconfigure how this law is written. I mean, this was an accident. But still, four people were left dead. So, you know, there has to be some sort of balance, I guess, would be the word, right?
When you look at the other things that are going on, like here in California, all the crimes being committed, nobody's getting caught, nobody's being sent to jail. All the people who are in jail for stupid stuff like using marijuana, you know, that's the thing that makes you look at the system and say, this is really wrong. Why aren't we fixing it?
Mm-hmm.
There are some moves to fix it, but not enough. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, I'm happy to announce it's National Fruitcake Day. And so if you go back
to... Are you a fruitcake fan, for real?
If they don't have gluten in them, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm okay with
fruitcake.
But, like,
you enjoy it. You enjoy the flavor.
Well, if I have some ice cream that I can put on it.
Yeah, okay. That's my figure. Because fruitcake is pretty awful. It's pretty terrible.
Straight up there with circus peanuts.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, 500 B.C. is when the first fruitcake was made. Imagine that, huh?
They all taste like they were made in 500 B.C.
Right.
to me.
Right, still been around. Pomegranate seeds, raisins, pine nuts, all that stuff. So, as you think about the fruitcake you're eating today, think about how long it's been around, huh? It's 46 past the hour.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the 4 steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just 4 simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Limu, Emu, and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think?
You sure?
We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Hello, Discover here. To explain our cash back match, here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All those themes from the shows in the 70s and 80s all pretty much sounded the same. Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments time on the
so
Monday,
80s,
December
the saxophone. 27th.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like the theme to I Love Lucy, which you hear a couple of times in that movie about the Ricardos that was over the weekend that I saw, Chucker, and I quite liked it, frankly. I don't know what it's... it'll go
it's on Amazon
box.
Prime.
Yeah, well, it's also in the theaters here in Los Angeles.
Oh, you saw it in the theater?
Yeah, I saw it in the theater.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right, yeah. Well, see, that's what they do. Here in L.A., there are half a dozen theaters, and I found them, that have these shows that come from Netflix or from Amazon, and they have to put them in the theaters if they want to be considered for Oscar buzz.
Yes.
And
how many people in the theater
Oscar
watching
buzz.
The movie with you?
Full.
Cool.
The movie,
all right. Good
I went
news.
To three movies this weekend, and they all the theaters were full, every single one of them. And there were some, you know, it was kind of there's a movie called Don't Look Up that I saw with Jennifer Lawrence and DiCaprio, which is also quite a good movie. And then I saw a movie with Cumberbun that was filmed in Australia about it's called something about a dog, but it's a Western, and he is a miserable, awful, it's a terrible movie. Don't waste your time going to see it. He plays such a horrible creature in the movie. It's, I mean, the guy's everywhere. Isn't he in that? Isn't he in the reboot of Spider-Man?
Well, he's Doctor Strange. He's Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well,
I mean, Victoria knows him as Doctor Strange. You know him as something else. I'm just kidding.
Right.
But he's a tremendous actor. Anyway.
Yeah, he is.
I went to see a movie. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. But we played that theme to Knots Landing. Knots Landing was a spinoff of the CBS hit show Dallas. That wound up becoming even more popular than Dallas. It premiered this day, December 27, 1979. I was thinking about that. Why would CBS premiere a show on December 27th? There's no way that would have happened.
It was a throwaway. They didn't think it was going to be successful. You just said it yourself. Yeah. They didn't think it was going anywhere.
What started to be what initially was a vehicle for Joan Van Ark and Ted Shackelford became a breakout role for an actress named Donna Mills, who became a household name as the show's known. Yep. She was really awesome on the show. I was a big fan. Kevin Dawson also. So if I had to ask you guys, Victoria, what is there one show on TV now that you have to see? To me, it's Dexter on Showtime. That's the only show that I have to watch right now that's currently airing. Back in the day, this was a big hit.
Yeah, I don't really follow a lot of the network shows, so I mean, obviously,
streaming.
The new
what's
Sex in the
streamer
City.
What streaming show do you have to watch?
Well, I have to see the new Sex in the City reboot.
Yeah,
and those are new episodes every Thursday. We watch Curb Your Enthusiasm every. Well, it comes out Sunday night. We watch it on Mondays.
That's so boring. He's so just affected.
It's
by
not
himself.
For
Who
everybody.
Who cares whether he can pee into a toilet or not? Good God.
I have another question for you.
A lot of people identify with that issue.
Another question. In terms of streaming, do you like the fact that you can watch each episode 1 week apart, or would you like to binge them all in a row?
No, I like to binge them all.
Yeah.
I got spoiled with binging.
Yeah, let us binge. That was part of
the opposite. I think there's something cool in one episode at a time. We sort of macerate it, let it stir in your mind, get some buzz on the internet, feedback from other people, and watch it a week later.
It depends on the circumstances. I was in an airplane for 6.5 hours on Saturday morning. I watched 4 episodes of The Newsroom with Jeff Daniels, Emily Mortimer, Sam Waters, Jane Fonda. It's a great show, and it's worth, I want to see the next one to see, how the kids are doing in their romance and that sort of thing. So it's, either or. Let's talk about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, Spider-Man No Way Home is the first film post-pandemic to hit $1 billion worldwide. It's done $467 million here, and the state's still going strong, $81.5 million over the weekend. There's two choices to see at the movies right now. There's Spider-Man No Way Home and there's Spider-Man No Way Home. Actually, Sing 2 came in second, $23 million, $41 million since Wednesday. Pretty good. Matrix did not fare very well, just $22 million in 5 days. The Kingsman.
It doesn't look like an appealing movie to me. My friend Eric Geller says, you got to go see The Matrix because they're talking about spoon bending.
I went to see American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. I'd say I enjoyed it. It got an A-plus cinema score. It did $6.2 million at the box office. But Zachary Levi, who's Shazam, real good performance as Kurt Warner, and Anna Paquin, who was in True Blood, really good performance as his wife. This is a good story. It's sort of sad, bittersweet, but he hit big at the end. And it's a
What's
nice,
it
nice
called?
Movie. American Underdog, the Kurt Warner story. Yeah. Nice movie. I recommend it.
All right. There's Chucker, 59.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.